This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Second hour, Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
You can call in and talk about what's on your mind, but apparently there's a little kerfuffle on the internet, and you know, Free Talk Live, we love to talk about internet blow-ups. I guess the New York Post posted about God versus gun control. The presidential candidates, Republican presidential candidates, they all tweet that our thoughts and prayers are with the shooting victims' families and these kind of things. And it's really difficult to know what to say in these tragic times. But, you know, they posted something. And then,
it's actually the New York Daily News.
It's the Daily News? I'm sorry.
The Daily News, not the New York Post. The New York Daily News cover said something like, God isn't going to fix this, or God won't fix this.
He doesn't seem to be terribly interested.
Yep. So this story goes on to say, following the heinous December 2nd attack that resulted in the deaths of 14 innocents in San Bernardino, California, the New York Daily News ran a front page story mocking GOP presidential hopefuls who prayed to God rather than calling for more gun control. The New York Daily News.
Doesn't surprise me that a publication from New York is asking for more gun control.
Yeah.
One of the sites of some of the worst gun violence in America.
Sure, but is surprising that they would mock religion so openly and brazenly like that and be kind of a-holes about it.
Well, they're right, though. I mean, in the sense that God's not doing anything about it.
Right. So the headline was, God isn't fixing this.
So, or the suggestion would be that God expects us to do something about it, and then you know, you can decide what that is that God wants us to do. But, you know, people have been interpreting God's will for a long time.
Well, the story went on to mock Ted Cruz, Chris Christie, former Governor Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, and Donald Trump, all of whom invoked God's name on behalf of the victims and the families of the victims of the horrible attack. According to the New York Daily News, Cruz, Christie, Bush, Carson, and Trump erred in offering prayers rather than solutions on gun control.
Because more gun control will definitely fix a problem that was caused by gun control.
Right, exactly. They need to be mocked for that little
error. I don't know if it was caused by gun control, but we can say
that it wasn't prevented.
There's a strong correlation between shootings, mass shootings, gun violence in America, all these three things in America, we can and places where guns are outlawed or highly restricted, right?
Yes.
So did you guys cover, there's a recent story either on Reason or it was on the Libertarian Republic about...
I don't go to that latter site.
Yeah, I know. I didn't understand why. But the story about... liberals attacking any kind of criticism, even when the criticism is like scientifically accurate, like, for example, how less gun control in an area and more guns equals less crime.
Oh, I don't know that
it's a scientific fact.
I don't know that that's a scientific fact. I have looked and looked and looked and looked and looked at these because I want to be able to say that or not say that. I want to know what the facts are. And you can't necessarily, I mean, you can say, look at England, for instance, and you can say...
Or just different areas within the United States.
Well, there's, in England, for instance, there's a lot less gun violence because there's just no guns. It's a big, giant island, and they've managed to, they've just outlawed them entirely, and...
And yet there's more violent crime per capita.
That's true, but that's, you know...
Like
that's,
considerably more.
If you get, I mean, which would you rather be, cut, stabbed, or shot? And the answer is, I'd rather be, you know, cut than shot. Thanks.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like a bullet. If you're not getting hit in your head, it's making a smaller hole.
You get shot in your chest, you're probably not living through it.
Depends on what kind of gun it is, but yeah.
Well, okay. Well, let me give you this fact: soldiers until probably the Franco-Prussian War, but certainly World War I, died of, you know, dysentery, you know, diseases, communicable diseases and infections far more often than they died of bayonets and bullets.
Right.
It wasn't until you had, basically when people were up to the point that people were killed with pointy things, people tended to die of more just being around other right. people rather than bullets. So I'm right. going to say bullets more deadly than pointy things.
Yes. Well, bullets nowadays, it depends on the gun. The strong enough guns, you get hit with it, it doesn't just, it's not just a hole through you. It's the bullet, shreds apart and shreds you, or it's such a powerful...
No, the bullet doesn't shred apart. They made those illegal.
Well, yeah, okay. Or, and that's not necessarily even true. I mean, bullets, small fragments can break off bullets if they hit bone and whatnot. So not intentionally shredding apart, but they still break apart. But also, just the shockwave from the impact of some of these guns is so powerful that it just, that shockwave itself can disrupt organs
sure.
badly.
Absolutely. No, but no doubt about it. I'd rather get shot by a 22 than I would by a 45 or certainly a 12-gauge slug.
Right.
That much is true. But if I've got to pick, maybe it might be a toss-up between the 22 and the Danish pole arm, if I've got to pick between, say, a switchblade and a 22, I'm probably going to go for the switchblade. I'd rather fight the guy with the switchblade than the guy with the gun.
Right. So, okay, going on, let's see. Did the New York Daily News mention that California is one of the most gun-controlled states in the union, or that they already have expanded background checks and require assault weapons to be registered with the state? No, but no, they sure didn't. Mocked those who see the futility of expanding background checks and failed miserably in San Bernardino on December 2nd and proved impotent in Colorado as well, where gunmen carried out high-profile shootings on November 27th and October 31st. And the other thing that came out today is that both of the weapons used in the San Bernardino attacks were legally registered. So they were, actually I think there were three weapons, but still they were all legally acquired.
That's interesting until you start realizing that the gun control people just want more gun control.
Yeah, they're not rational in any way. Yeah.
What gun control people want is they want to control guns out of existence, ultimately. They're not looking for reasonable, common sense gun control, because once they get it, then 5 years later, they want more reasonable, common sense
they're
gun control.
They're chasing the fairy tale that laws are somehow going to rid human beings of deadly weapons.
Well, remember back in
such nonsense. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's so far into the realm of fairy tale that anybody who says, like, I'm for gun control, like, you just have to look at them like, are you, like, completely mentally gone?
Back in, like, the late 80s, early 90s, it was, if we just pass the waiting period, then there will be no more gun violence. And then if we eliminate these certain types of weapons to where the ones that look more dangerous, that have the flash shield, whatever it's called, the ones that look dangerous, if we put those on the assault weapons list, there will be no more gun violence. If we take away the bullets...
Expressions like, are you completely mentally gone, come out of me when I'm really trying hard to self-censor.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so obviously nobody would say that, doing whatever is going to get rid of gun violence, but they'll say that it's going to lessen it. And I'd say that there has been a lessening in gun violence over time. But what we've seen is that there, in fact, is more gun freedom now in the United States than there was in the 80s. You can show that. And so, I think what the real crux of it when, the thing that shows it for me is, you're never going to be able to get rid of the guns. This is a country where there are more guns than there are people. And, there's the old saying, God made man and Sam Colt made him equal. Today, I can defend myself against some, very difficult guy to defeat, like a martial artist or something like that. Maybe there was a time in my youth when I could fight him, but I got a bad back now, and perhaps I'm not as good, and he comes up doing his, hi-ya, bam, right? Like that, I can defend myself. In that world, I can defend myself. My wife can defend myself. Potentially a young person who's, a woman who's 95 pounds can defend herself against Mike Tyson in a world where guns are legal. Where they're illegal, Mike Tyson, whether he has a knife or not, I mean, Mike Tyson can take out the guy with the knife. You cannot defend yourself in the world where knives are the only weapons you've got. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What's your answer to gun control? Free Talk Live. Username lrn.fm on Skype, 855-450-FREE. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You need to be protected. A good source of protection is ProXPN. If you want to be able to surf anonymously without oversight, you need a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it gets to your internet service provider. And ProXPN offers OpenVPN. That's the best in network encryption. They have maps for Windows, apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever, and now ProXPN has even more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They're also integrated. They've also integrated Nonkly.com to mask your emails. If you get a premium account, now obviously the free account doesn't come with Nonkly. They accept credit cards and even Bitcoin. And if you go to ProXPN.com/amp and you pay with Bitcoin, you can get 2 years of ProXPN for only $49.95. It's a huge savings. Plus $5 of that goes back to the AMP program to help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty. Use the internet the way it should be used. Go to proxpn.com/amp now, pay with Bitcoin, and help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. We're talking about, is it the New York Daily News, Johnson, that is apparently jeering at the Republican candidates for sending their hopes and prayers to shooting victims when gun control would fix it all?
Yeah, pretty much. It's New York Daily News. They are ridiculous.
Yeah, I think so, too. Let's go to Nick in Philly. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So gun control, when they went door to door in Katrina to disarm peaceful people at their houses, what did they use?
They used guns.
They used guns, yeah.
The threat of guns, at the very least.
And these politicians surround themselves with people carrying
guns.
And these laws that they make gun stores, operate, they put gun stores in the role of law enforcement, essentially. And, people get rejected for just shopping with their wife. If their wife is asking questions about the gun, they might get rejected because it looks like it might be a straw sale. How do they get these gun stores to operate as law enforcement?
Well, they pass laws and they threaten to take away their licensing.
With who's
guns,
going to take away their license?
I see guns. Yeah.
Yeah, men use them.
Gun control is clearly just an avocation that the government have the only guns.
Yes, that was the point I was making.
Yeah, I think it's a clear one. And it bears bringing up every single time. When somebody is for gun control, they're not for gun control. They're for the government having the guns. And
really, they're for fascism. I mean, they may not understand it, but really what they're asking for is Nazi Germany in America. It's really, when you're asking for the government to be the only ones with the guns, what you're asking for is a fascist police state.
Well,
period. I mean, there's no other direction that's going to go.
Nick, thanks for the call. So let me ask you this. There are plenty of places in Europe where guns are basically outlawed, and things are not so bad there. They're not a fascist police state. And they're not gassing the Jews. So do you still want to stick with this Nazi Germany analogy?
Okay, maybe I can back off of a little bit. But, I mean, for example, in the UK, aren't the police also generally they don't carry firearms?
Generally, they don't.
Right. So, okay, I mean,
they do have, they can, they're only a radio call away, though. They'll be there shortly. And this is one of the reasons.
Sure, I guess, yeah.
When a police officer pulls you over and flashes his blue lights aren't deadly. The car that they're in isn't deadly.
I beg to differ that the car is not deadly.
How many stories have we covered this year alone of police running people over?
Well, if they're flashing your blue lights, I'm talking about pulling you over. It's unlikely they're going to kill you in their car. Their car is no more deadly than yours.
If you don't stop, they will do the pit maneuver and try to flip your car.
Yep, that's true.
And so they will use their car as a weapon kill you.
You can learn the pit maneuver. Their car is no more deadly than yours. How's that? Is that fine?
Okay.
They're not the only thing that
it's pretty hard to perform the pit maneuver from behind
in front.
From in front.
Yeah, you'd have to slam on your brakes, get behind him, and wham. But yes, clearly this is. I do not advise.
I wonder if there's some sort of fancy driving school that teaches a reverse pit maneuver where you can flip their car or spin their car by slamming on your brakes at a certain point. in a vehicle. I wonder if that's even possible.
Well, I don't know. Probably YouTube has an answer to that. YouTube will tell you how to handle the pit maneuver, if that's what it's called.
I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about performing a reverse pit maneuver from the front.
I got it.
I don't know if you can do that.
The number one search engine in the world, Google. The number two search engine, YouTube. And YouTube will show you how to do it. If you have a question, look it up. So
someone told me one. I thought I just heard a voice.
I did hear a weird voice.
He dropped, and there was a bit of an echo of Mark.
Okay. One of those things. So the New York Daily News comparing God versus gun control. You got some more on that, Johnson?
Yeah. Let me get back to it here. So Cruz tweeted, "Our prayers are with the victims, their families, and the first responders in San Bernardino who willingly go into harm's way to save others." Christie tweeted, "Praying for all those victimized by the shootings in San Bernardino, California today." Bush tweeted, "Praying for the victims, their families, and the San Bernardino first responders in the wake of this tragic shooting." Carson tweeted, "My thoughts and prayers are with the shooting victims and their families in San Bernardino." And Trump tweeted, California shooting looks bad. Good luck to law enforcement and God bless. This is when our police are so appreciated." And the New York Daily News described as another
good luck
round
to law enforcement. Nothing about the EMS workers or the firemen there from Trump.
Yeah. And the New York Daily News described it as another round of silence from GOP presidential candidates on the issue of gun control.
So there you go.
I mean, what are they going to say? Gun control caused this? Stop having gun-free zones? You know,
it's
like,
unlikely the Syed Farik or whatever this fellow's name is going to commit this terrible atrocity on a room full of people who are armed, right?
Right. You never hear stories about somebody going on a shooting spree at a gun show. I have heard of, like, once or twice somebody going on, like, a specific mission at a shooting range and, like, you know, killing a disgruntled lover and then killing themselves right away.
Sounds like they wanted to die.
One instance did happen this year, right? There was a shooting at a naval or a military base?
There's been more than one of these things occur over time, so go ahead.
I just meant this year. Well, there's obviously heavily armed people at a military base.
You know, not so much.
The only people armed at the military base are the military police.
Okay.
The only other people that are armed, aside from the military police, are the people that are on a shooting range.
They wouldn't have rapid access to their weapons, like personal firearms?
It seems really weird, but for whatever reason, they trust police with guns, because the police unions right now are asking the NFL to allow off-duty police officers and retired police officers to carry their guns into games. And, okay, but they don't let soldiers do that, and they don't let the average person do that.
I want a soldier to call in about this if they can. How quickly could they access a firearm on a base?
There you go. Military personnel, former military personnel, if you're on a base, how long would it take you to get a gun? 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. I am looking forward to the Liberty Forum. It's February the 18th through the 21st in Manchester, New Hampshire at the big, beautiful Radisson Hotel. The headliner at this point, Edward Snowden, will be speaking at the Liberty Forum.
Woo!
You don't get to say that very often in my line of work.
Is that in person or is that via like video?
No, of course it's not in person.
I didn't think so.
He doesn't want to go to prison.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's via video, but
it's going to be that like seven link thing that he uses all the time.
It's great.
It's not going to be Fiend Phone?
No.
Awesome that he'll be there. Just go get your tickets now. They're discounted.
I know I'm getting a tweet about that now.
Yeah, they might not be discounted. I don't know.
Fiend Phone doesn't have video.
Check out the ticket situation at nhlibertyforum.com for the Liberty Forum. Come see us performing our show live. nhlibertyforum.com.
There's going to be some Googling tweet now about when will Fiend Phone be getting video?
They are good at that sort of stuff on Fiend Phone. There's no doubt about
it. Mark, you told us earlier you're going on vacation, and I think that you're... question that you asked us on break is probably worthy of asking the listeners.
You think so?
I want to hear listener feedback. Only serious calls about this.
Why?
but I want to know what the listener feedback is.
Okay. Well, I got to give the backstory on this. So I've got a deal with a farmer, and basically, I run a summer camp for pigs. I have currently at my house something like 17 pigs. I had 20 until recently. Three of them went to heaven, as pigs tend to do.
At one time, you had like 50.
I did have like 50, but I sold a bunch of babies and that sort of thing. And counting pigs by their head, it doesn't make nearly as much sense. I've had pigs on my property that weigh a pound, and pigs on my property that weigh 550 pounds.
I don't think I've ever even had 50 pigs in Minecraft.
My son just puts a bunch of animals out there and then destroys them. It's terrible in Minecraft. And this is a game online for those who don't know. And the farmer is supposed to take, essentially I've got a deal with her. I take her pigs during the summer. She takes the, my pigs. We have co-ownership of some pigs and we've sort of traded back and forth. And basically we share a herd together. I take it in the summer. She takes it in the winter. And, well, things didn't go the way that she would have hoped this year, and she has lost the farm that she was renting and had another spot that didn't turn out, and she's got no place for these pigs. And I've got to figure out what to do with six sows, or sows isn't the right term because some of them are gilts, which is the pig version of a heifer. So unbred females. I have six pigs, females, that are between the weights of, say, 300 and 550 pounds. And
bacon.
That is a possibility. Certainly every pig ultimately potentially is food, right? Like there's no other, the other things that pigs, when you're talking about a domestic farm type pig.
Know. Some other pigs, they date frogs. Right? I mean,
yeah.
That's a puppet.
No.
It's a marionette.
That's a muppet.
That's just a name brand, buddy. It's just a well designed puppet. So, yeah, these pigs are ultimately, you've got three types of pigs when it comes to domestic pigs. You've got the pigs that are meat, you've got the pigs that give birth to the pigs that are meat, and you've got the pigs that have sex with the pigs that give birth to the pigs that are meat. And so, if you're eating sausage, you're eating boars. It's not like there's any domestic pig that doesn't get turned into meat ultimately.
And there are vegetarian listeners right now crying out in horror.
Well, I mean, you know, it's true that
they should just be pets.
Well, some of vegetarians aren't even for pets either. But yes, there's pet pigs, but not 550-pound pet pigs. They're very few of those in America. But mine essentially are, I don't want to exterminate all of these pigs, especially since, you know, I've seen them give birth.
Although in winter.
I couldn't. To kill these pigs, I'd have to figure out what to do with all the meat. I'd have to pay for all of it. I'd have to sell a whole bunch of ground pork. And, you know, these are real performers. These sows, The two of them that I've had that gave birth on the farm, 14 and 16 piglets.
All I'm thinking about is when you say they're real performers.
they have pig tricks.
Pig on a unicycle.
One of the pig tricks is that Pinky will take milk right from the bottle. She'll just
gluck.
Yeah.
But and they all eat mine. Donuts.
Yeah, everybody gets a donut every day at my farm. So they're the closest thing to pets that a domestic pig can be. I just don't know what to do with them. And my question to you during the break was, if somebody gave you six pigs, and this is my question to the listeners, somebody gives you right now six pigs between the weights of 300 and 550 pounds, females, and you can't keep them at your house, and you can't keep them at my house, and you can't kill them. What do you do?
So my first inquiry resulted in finding out that part of the biggest problem here is that the electric fence won't function during the winter because the snow will short it out, of course.
Right. If snow's touching the electric fence, you're going to have a real problem keeping the electric fence going.
So the electric fence is not going to function during the winter, so these become basically free-roaming pigs.
But they don't go... They're very convinced.
They won't go too far, but
they're very convinced by the fence. I don't think that they're going to go through... I'm hoping desperately that they don't go through the fence that is basically not functional during the winter.
Right.
But I've never had a pig past December the 13th, 14th, up to this point. So, you know, if it was a big snowy winter, it could be really bad. So
my joke was, you know, giant collars for them, to which, you know, the response was pigs have no necks.
Yeah.
So then I was thinking that, you know, they need stylish corsets that you just keep cinching them. And by the end of the winter, you have skinny pigs.
I think you could put a...
But you don't want skinny pigs.
No, you don't want skinny pigs. I think you could put a... If you wanted to tie a pig, you could probably put something around its midsection just behind its front legs.
Isn't that what they have the rings on the noses for?
That's for
animals.
Yeah, you know, the only reason you ring a nose, the rings that you put in the nose of pigs, you can't hold, you don't put a rope on. They're just basically like staples that go into the nose of the pig to prevent them from digging. And I have never ringed a pig's nose, nor have I used a gestation crate or a variety of the other things that people don't like to see pigs done with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my question.
You're tagged their ears. So you did not
ask. I do tag ears in order to be able to tell them apart. Right. It can be helpful at times. We also castrate. So, you know, people are worried about pigs dying for meat. I can tell you that pigs make, you know, a heck of a lot more fuss when they're getting their testicles removed than they do. When, you know, okay, let me tell you about this.
I, too, would make a fuss if I were getting my testicles removed.
I don't think I want to know, and I don't think our listeners necessarily want to know. Oh, let's keep the listeners about, you know, from having to hear this. But I do want to hear if people have advice for you about how to keep these pigs over the winter, and I want serious calls only.
Oh, you can have you can joke if you want. 855-450-3733.
Serious calls only.
3733. It's 855-450-FREE for your answers. But surprisingly, when it comes to piglet castration, you get them when they're young, and you just kind of hold them, and you do it with a razor blade, and I've done more than I care to talk about. And
then Mama Pig eats them, right?
Fry them up.
What are you talking about?
The little piggy testicles that you pull out, you throw them on the ground, and Mama Pig eats
them? I don't
feed
pork to pigs. I don't do that. The dog, however, will eat them.
So I know Mama Pig will eat the placenta.
Yes, I'm sure that some pig would eat them if you threw them on the ground. I just don't do that.
So you all fry them up, and make pig fries for later.
People do that. I have never done that. But you know, people do it, and they say that it's delicious. I don't know the answer to that. It's not something I've ever done.
There's a festival apparently in Montana every year called Testy Fest.
You would know that, wouldn't
so
you?
what you do is you castrate them real quick, and you put down a bowl of milky donuts. Now donuts are often what I get to motivate pigs with.
Daryl's gonna be on later. He's gonna be like, I'm starting a Kickstarter. Get me and the Nautibus to tour for Testy Fest.
And once you do the pigs, you'd think if you just had your testicles cut off, you might lay there for a little while or something like that. Nope. These piglets get right up. They stop squealing. They go over to the Milky Donuts, and they enjoy themselves. It's like it never happened. You don't even stitch them. You spray a little bit of antibiotic stuff on them for a couple of days, and that's it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. More than you want to know about pigs.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And
ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. If you want to, I don't know, comment on Testy Fest or give me a good solution as to what I need to do with my pigs that I'm stuck with for the winter, the number is 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Daryl, how do you like your ugly sweater I got you from Tipsy Elves?
I actually wore it to a board meeting a couple days ago, and I recorded a promo on the local community access television station wearing the sweater.
With the reindeer humping sweater?
Yes.
Have you anyone noticed that the reindeer are doing it on your sweater?
Everybody.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Everyone.
That's what I was sort of worried about. It is it's a little. Yours is a little subtle.
See, I didn't even look. When you first gave me the sweater, I did not look at the sweater. Because you said, throw this on, Laura needs to get a picture of me and you in our sweaters.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, you know, I'll put it on. And then I was going somewhere later that night. I didn't feel like taking the sweater off. And so then when I went into the bathroom to shave and comb my hair, I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, no, these reindeer are humping. So, I guess I'll throw on my jacket and nobody will ever know.
Why is it that you chose to get the extra large rather than the large? Now, you're the same size as me now. You've lost weight. You're actually way less than I do now.
This is the second person now asking Daryl these questions.
Why is it that you chose to get an extra large rather than a large? Because I fit into a large just fine.
I prefer slightly baggy clothes anyway.
Okay. You know, that's just a holdover from when you were heavy. Now you need to show people that you're light.
No, even when I was in high school, I always wore clothes that were about a size too big.
He listens to lots of rap.
There you go. Well, you know, you can get your clothing too big, or you can get it just the right size at tipsyelves.com. They've got some great ugly sweaters there. I got one. Daryl got one. Mine has Jesus is the birthday boy on it. It's hilarious. And you can get 20% off of any ugly sweater at tipsyelves.com. It's tipsyelves.com. And when you go there and you check out, use coupon code FTL to get your 20% off. tipsyelves.com, coupon code FTL on checkout to get your 20% off. They're great, high quality, quite warm sweaters. tipsyelves.com, coupon code FTL. Neil in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live.
Are you talking to me?
If you're Neil.
Yeah. Hey, you guys got to quit getting so wrapped up in your sweaters that you forget about your callers sitting on hold.
Good Lord, how long did you sit on hold, man?
Oh, long enough.
It's not like you've been there an hour.
Yeah, a lot of people, are when they call us to the show, are on hold for like an hour. So you haven't been on hold very long.
Yeah.
And you're also calling Free Talk Live. So if you try calling another radio show, be prepared to be on hold for several hours.
It can happen.
Yeah.
If you call like Rush Limbaugh or something.
I'm listening to you guys on KTLX AM 1340 out of Needles, California.
Awesome.
You're on the air in 10 seconds.
Okay. Well, you know, local stations have different, you know, there's a different amount of wait time for local stations. Yep, I got you.
Yeah, well, you're on the air immediately, if not sooner.
Is that what you called about?
No, let him go on.
No, I can't even remember what the heck I called about because I'm just...
How about Testy Fest?
But I do listen to you guys all the time. You're pretty cool.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Said that he wanted to talk about Testy Fest, but, you know, he'd like to rather get on the air quickly.
Yeah, so, Johnson, I just want to make sure that
like
I let you know.
The drinking sound effect would have been played.
make sure I let you know how I found out about Testy Fest.
Yes, let the listeners know.
There's a show that I watch on the WWE Network. Yes, that's the wrestling network. And the show is called Culture Shock. And so the host of this show goes around to really weird, different things. And he went to Testy Fest and spent a couple days at Testy Fest. And it is probably what you're thinking, where they eat mountain oysters and they have a contest who can eat the most. And they have a contest to find Miss Testy Fest.
Are mountain oysters, are those goat testicles?
Yes.
Okay.
And this guy also went to BronyCon, and I would love to have him come to Porkfest, and I actually tweeted at him to try to get him to come to Porkfest, so hopefully we can make that happen.
That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival held during the summer in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Yes.
It's a large, more than 1,000 people, 1,500, 2,000
people. About 1,500.
People camping in the woods of New Hampshire, and they're pro-liberty folks. There's open carrying, lots of speeches, kids playing zombies versus humans, and just it's a grand old time.
And I know that Glenn Jacobs, the wrestler Kane, is an amplifier of Free Talk Live. I'm not sure how often he listens, but Kane, if you're listening, please get Corey Graves to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for an episode of Culture Shock.
There you go. Let's go to David calling in from Florida. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David going once. David going twice. Must be something going wrong with the connection there on with the syndicate. David, can you hear me? Yep, and
he's gone.
And he's gone. Well, these things happen. What can I tell you? Johnson, there apparently are... some people that are trying to name the generation that comes after the millennials. So this is kind of a difficult situation, right? Like, Generation X, that's what I am. Yes. Basically, the next generation was then getting called Generation Y. It wasn't really fair that they were getting called a name because they were the generation after Generation X. So somebody came up with the millennial generation. And I guess that suggests that they sort of came of age around the turn of the century.
Because they would be like teenagers, or that they would be experiencing their first memories sort of during that time period.
Or even, you know, after the turn of the millennium, but just sort of that's their time slot, is the turn of the millennium. Because I remember back as far as 76 or 77, but I don't remember much beyond that. So the generation after that is getting called Generation Z. Because at this point, no one has come up with a name for
they
generation.
Have, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently now, according to MTV and some of these people, some millennials as well who are eschewing the name millennial. They don't like it, I guess, or at the tail end of the millennials, have decided to go with this new name, the Founders.
The Founders.
So this story
says, what are they founding?
Yeah, that's kind of what I wonder. But
Minecraft games?
I guess. With civilization in flames and popular culture disrupted beyond recognition, the world is looking to a new generation to rebuild it. Enter the Founders. A new nationwide survey conducted by MTV, the children of the new millennium will rescue the world from the sins of the past, and befitting this worthy mission, they get maybe the most self-important name imaginable.
Okay.
Yes, the spirit of MTV's new project is well-meaning and intended to capture the diversity of the country's youngster, but the report goes on a step further to paint a bleak picture of the present and saddles the next generation with the task of founding the new world. Now pressure, kids.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for making it look like we have, you know, that this generation is somehow different than previous generations, and that somehow my generation's leaving it as a crap hole.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it would be necessarily this generation. I think a lot of younger kids, especially millennials, blame the boomers.
All right.
You know, because boomers are also saying that millennials are, you know, shiftless.
Lazy and shiftless.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation for them. They're all living at the parents' house after, you know, people who are boomers' generation have destroyed the economy.
And I think that generally, you know, Gen X and Gen Y, like, look at the millennials and go, yeah, you got screwed by the generations that came before us. I mean, I look at that and, like, when they, you know, I say, yeah, it's certainly not our generation that did this, you know, like... We don't have any power.
I don't
know
if there's any we anyway. If, for instance, all of the boomers that are in power now were suddenly swept out, and for the next 5 years it was Gen Xers that were in power, do you think that it would be any better? Because I don't. I don't think you'd have anything any better particularly.
I disagree.
Okay, well, I don't see that my generation is any less a believer in the state than
sure, I definitely think that we'd get a different set of problems. I still think that there would be problems, but at least in one area, the Generation X at least has some kind of an understanding of technology. You know, like, we'd stop having that disastrous sort of, you know, mess that goes on with all the technology and copyright issues and all that stuff. Like, at least we'd advance that. I also think if you look at all the polls, like, you look at a lot of polls, things go getting more libertarian, like, you know, on marijuana and on a lot of other issues that...
You're going to have to defend that for me, because I'm a technology, big deal. 855-450-3733. What do you think about the Generation Z? Are they going to have to save the world? 855
The Founders, man. The Founders.
453. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Odo. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.